On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An education expert says the adoption of changes to the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill means that the state now has to create more learning facilities for children. The controversial Bella Bill was adopted by the National Council of Provinces Select Committee on Education yesterday, despite rejections. Some of the changes include making Grade R compulsory and giving the school governing body powers to determine the language policy of a school, a discretion held by the head of the department. Here's expert Mary Metcalf.
When we as a country make education compulsory, it puts obligations both on the parents and on the state. And the state, therefore, has to make sure that it provides sufficient places for all children between the ages of 5 and 15.
Workers Union Nehao in KZN says it plans on intensifying its work stoppage at the Dube trade port. More than 100 workers downed tools yesterday over pay. Protests have been underway near King Shaka International over a number of demands, including a 13th check. The union announced a deadlock in wage negotiations this week. Here's spokesperson Ayanda Zulu.
We'll be waiting for the employer to come to the table and give workers what they want.
Meanwhile, management at Dube Trade Port has assured customers that contingency plans are in place, adding that it's willing to continue engaging with the union to find a resolution. Former Constitutional Court Justice and anti-apartheid struggle stalwart Albie Sachs has hailed South Africans' right to vote as a major victory in the fight for liberation. Speaking at the IEC Code of Conduct signing ceremony in the Western Cape, Sachs emphasized the significance of the country's constitution. He's urged all eligible voters to exercise their rights in the upcoming elections.
Public confidence in the process is important at all times. And that's what's so vital now. Imagine if we didn't have elections. It would be rampant. We have elections as a means of expressing our content or our discontent. It's central to peace in this country.
And the White House is demanding answers from Israeli authorities after the discovery of mass graves at two hospitals destroyed in Israeli raids in Gaza. Officials in the Strip say health workers uncovered nearly 340 bodies at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Over two dozen others were found buried in the Al-Shifa Hospital courtyard in Gaza City. The discoveries prompted the United Nations to demand an independent probe backed by the European Union, while the Israeli army's acknowledged its soldiers examined the remains while searching for hostages. It hasn't addressed allegations that Israeli troops were behind the killings. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay, 26. I'm Newswatch's Natarna Dearson.